Beloved Swami, the students of classes 10th and 12th of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School are here to offer at Thy Divine Lotus Feet a humble offering of gratitude. Tere Jyoti ka Vistar hoon main.
Arvind, you seem to be lost in your thoughts. Could you care sharing what's in your mind?
Yes, Ishwar. I was simply reminiscing the fond memories of our childhood. All those lovely days seem to have gone off in a jiffy.
Truly, at this juncture of our lives, we realize that time waits for none. All those instances seem like yesterday. And I can still vividly recollect all the details of those days, filled with wonder and magic.
Indeed, right from our days of fun and frolic in the primary school, where we had people who were not just teachers, but mothers. There were 900 of us whom we were looking at for the first time. Yet, we lived so happily, just like sisters and brothers. By learning to overcome the small hurdles in the sports meet, we actually learn to overcome the bigger hurdles in life. Every small activity here transformed into an act outside.
Our memorable sojourn at this divine home is coming to a crucial turn. And this is the perfect moment for us to show our gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan, who has changed our beings in a phenomenal way. Through these wonderful sparks of His love, whom we changed on at every turn of our lives. It is said, thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude, and gratitude is the completion of thankfulness.
Gratitude is magnetic. The more gratitude we have, the more abundance we magnetize. After all, hasn't our beloved Master Himself illustrated the significance of this foremost virtue? He went personally to acknowledge the service of delivering hot water atop a hill station to ensure His comfortable stay.
Oh brother, aren't you referring to that incident when Swami whispered in the ears of the buffalo and thanked him for his services? I have often wondered what was the need for the Lord of the universe to physically thank the buffalo. I am sure it was for us to imbibe and suffuse our lives with this divine quality.
There are two kinds of gratitude. One that we feel for what we take, and the larger kind for what we give. For everything that our beloved Lord has inundated us with, it would take us more than a lifetime to reciprocate even a small part of it.
Yeah. year 2010, I had an intense desire to join your school. That year, after my entrance exam, I and my mother decided to come for your darshan. That day, a music program was taking place in front of you. After the program, you blessed all the musicians. You even created a chain for one of them. Seeing this, I started crying. I began to weep loudly. I told my mother, Swami is not giving anything to me. Swami is giving everything to them. Swami doesn't like me. Seeing me cry, my mother began to feel sad. Just then, an old lady approached my mother and asked her why I was crying. My mother replied that I was crying because Swami was not giving me anything. The old lady then said to me, Why are you crying? Swami will give you everything. Swami will give you a seat in his school. My mother was surprised because she had not mentioned anything about me writing entrance exam that year. 2 days later, when the results were out, I indeed was selected for joining your school, Swami. After I joined my first standard, I still had the desire to receive something from your hands. And on December 12th, this wish came true. You called all the first standard boys and blessed each one with an amount of 500 rupees personally. This was very special to me because 40 years back, when my grandfather had come for seva and was longing for your darshan, you had blessed him in the same way. And 40 years later, you blessed me in the same manner, Swami. That day, I wanted a chain. But today, I realized that you chained me to your life. Thank you for taking care of all my needs, Swami. Thank you.
Swami, I would like to narrate to you a small incident which happened to my father in the month of August. My father was running a high temperature. A week had passed, but there was no improvement in his condition. At the same time, dengue was spreading rapidly in India. I was scared. I did not want my father to suffer from dengue. I was sad that my father, who was ever energetic and full of life, was then bedridden and did not have any energy. He was finding it difficult to even walk properly, Swami. At that time, I remember what you told. You told that Vibhuti can cure any disease. So with full faith in you and with prayers in my heart, I told my father to drink Vibhuti water. I kept mounam for a day and chanted the Gayatri Mantra. And Swami, the very next day when I called up my father, he said that he was totally alright and was leaving for work. Swami, you have not only cured my father, but also strengthened my faith in the Gayatri Mantra, which has immense power to cure both physical and mental ailments. Om Shri Sai Sarva Roga Nivarane Namaha. Salutations to the one who is the remover of all diseases.
సోదరా, స్వామి మన జీవితాలను వారి దివ్యమైన రాకతో వెలిగించారు. మనకు ఓనమాలు నేర్పించిన మన కన్న తల్లి ప్రేమ కన్నా ఎంతో మధురమైనది కదా స్వామి ప్రేమ.
అవును మిత్రమా, స్వామి మనపై చూపించే ప్రేమ 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎంతో గొప్పది కదా. మన ఈ జీవన తరంగాలలో మన పయనం స్వామి నావలో ఎంతో మధురంగా సాగింది. ప్రతి అలలోనూ మనల్ని సంతోష స్వర్గాలకెత్తి డోలలాడించారు.
ఇంతటి అందమైన పాఠశాలనిచ్చి తనదైన శైలిలో మనకు జీవిత సారాన్ని బోధించారు.
పాఠశాల అంటే గుర్తొచ్చింది. ఈ అద్భుతమైన లోకంలో ఒక్కరోజైనా మర్చిపోగలమా? ప్రతిరోజు ఎన్నో అనుభవాలతో, మరెన్నో తీపి జ్ఞాపకాలతో ఆనందపు ఉయ్యలలా సాగింది కదా
స్వామి. ఈరోజు మీ పిల్లలమైన మాకు మీ సన్నిధి వద్ద గడిపిన సమయం ముగి వస్తుందంటే ఏ మాత్రం బాధ లేకుండా ఉండడానికి కారణం మీరు ఎప్పుడూ మా తోడు నీడై మా చేయి వదలరన్న నమ్మకమే.
నేస్తమా, సర్వలోకాల నేలే మన బంగారు సాయికి ఒక్క పాటతోనో మాటతోనో కృతజ్ఞత తెలపగలమా స్వామి? మీరు మా ఆనందం కోసం, మా తల్లిదండ్రుల సంతోషం కోసం మా ప్రతి చిన్న కోరికను నెరవేర్చారు. మా ప్రతి ప్రార్థనకు ప్రతి ఫలాన్నందించారు.
అంతటి దయార్థ హృదయమున్న సత్యసాయికి మన జీవితాలను తప్ప ఇంకేం అర్పించగలం? అయినా స్వామితో మన బంధం ఈనాటిదా ఈ జన్మదా. సూర్యకిరణాలు మమ్ము స్పృశించక మునుపే స్వామి మనల్ని రక్షిస్తూ వచ్చారు కదా.
ఎల్లవేళల మా ఊపిరై, ప్రతి క్షణం మా జీవనాధారమై,
అనునిత్యం మాకు మీ అండదండలను ఇవ్వండి స్వామి.
ఎప్పుడు మీరు గర్వించేలా,
మీకు నచ్చేలా,
మీరు మెచ్చేలా
మేము జీవించే శక్తిని మాకు ప్రసాదించండి స్వామి.
Swami, I would like to narrate an incident in which you showed your omniscience by answering a sincere prayer of my mother in your mother tongue, Telugu. Swami, 2010 samvatsaramlo nen primary school lo first standard chadutunnanu. Aa samvatsaram August 15va tedina maa ammagaru mee darshinanikai Kulwant Hall lo kucchuni unnaru. Aa roju meer wheelchair lo darshanamistu అందరితో మాట్లాడుతూ ఉత్తరాలు తీసుకుంటున్నారు. అదే సమయంలో ఇదంతా చూస్తున్నటువంటి మా అమ్మగారు తన మనసులో ఇలా అనుకున్నారు, స్వామి మీరు అందరితో మాట్లాడుతున్నారు, కౌశిక్తో అంటే నాతో కూడా మాట్లాడితే బాగుండును అని తలుచుకున్నారు. అమ్మ చూస్తుండగానే మీరు నా దగ్గర ఆగి, నీ పేరేమిటి, నువ్వేం చదువుతున్నావు అని అడిగారు. అమ్మకో మీరు నాతో మాట్లాడుతున్నారని ఒకటే ఆనందం. దర్శనం తర్వాత మీరు ఏమి మాట్లాడారో అమ్మకి చెప్పాను. అమ్మ ఆనందానికి అవధులు లేవు. స్వామి మీ సర్వాంతర్యామిత్వానికి, మీ ప్రేమకు ఇంతకన్నా వేరే ఉదాహరణ చెప్పగలమా? 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ స్వామిది. నీ ఇంటనే చెంటనే వెంటనే ఉంటానని స్వామి మాట ఎప్పటికీ పుల్లుపోదు. ధన్యవాదాలు స్వామి, ధన్యవాదాలు.
Swami, I am going to narrate an incident about how you saved a mother and her child during her maternity period. I would like to narrate this incident in my mother tongue, Tamil. நான்கு மாதம் கர்ப்பிணியாக இருந்தால் அந்த தாய் குளியல் அறையில் ஏற்பட்ட விபத்தின் காரணத்தினால் அவள் கால் தசைநாரின் சிறு துண்டு அறுபட்டு விட்டது. ரத்தம் மிக அதிக அளவில் வடிய தொடங்கியது. கதறல் கேட்டு ஓடோடி வந்த நண்பர்கள் அந்த தாயை மருத்துவமனையில் சேர்த்தனர். மருத்துவர்கள் கால் தசைநாரின் சிறு தொண்டு அறுபட்டு விட்டதால் அதை சேர்த்து தைக்க அறுவை சிகிச்சை செய்ய வேண்டும் என்று கூறினர். அதே சமயம் பிரசவத்தின் போது குழந்தை பிறப்பதில் இதனால் பிரச்சனை ஏற்படக்கூடும் என்று கூறினர். அது மட்டுமில்லாமல் தாய் எடுத்துக்கொள்ளும் மருந்துகளால் குழந்தைக்கு மனநல பாதிப்போ அல்லது வேறு உடல் ரீதியான பாதிப்போ நிச்சயமாக ஏற்படக்கூடும் என்று கூறினர். இறுதியாக தாயால் இனி நடக்கவே இயலாது என்று கூறினர். ஆதலால் பின் விளைவுகள் எதற்கும் மருத்துவமனை பொறுப்பேற்காது என்று கூறி சம்மத பத்திரத்தில் கையெழுத்து பெற்றுக் கொண்ட பிறகு சிகிச்சை தொடங்கியது. சிகிச்சைக்கு பின் 5 மாதம் இறைவனை வேண்டியபடியே சென்றது. பிரசவ தேதியும் வந்தது. சுவாமி, உங்கள் அனுகிரகத்தினால் மட்டுமே குழந்தை சுகப்பிரசவத்தில் பிறந்தது. எந்த குறையும் இன்றி நன்றாக ஆரோக்கியமாக பிறந்தது. அது மட்டுமில்லை சுவாமி, உங்களால் மட்டுமே எந்த தாயால் நடக்க இயலாது என்று கூறினார்களோ அதே தாய் 60 நாட்களில் நடக்க தொடங்கினார். சுவாமி, தட் வெரி சேம் சைல்ட் இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் ஃபிரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூ அண்ட் வாண்ட்ஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஹிஸ் லவ் அண்ட் கிராட்டிட்யூட். ஓ லார்ட், டேக் மை லவ் and let it flow in fullness of devotion to thee. I love you Swami, I love you Ma.
Swami, in my first standard you gave me an opportunity to come close to you and offer a bouquet of flowers at your lotus feet. Also you cured me of all my health illnesses and bestowed upon me good health. Swami, I would like to cite this wonderful experience that I had with you in Kannada. Idu nimma mattu nanna naduvina sambandha Swami. 2010 ralli nimma shalayalli odalu nanage avakasha neediddiri. Nanna modala varshada kreeda hagu samskrutika sabhayalli nimmannu ಹೂವಗುಚ್ಛದಿಂದ ಸ್ವಾಗತಿಸಲು ಅವಕಾಶ ನೀಡಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಅಂದು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪಾದಗಳಿಗೆ ವಂದಿಸಿ ನಾನು ಧನ್ಯನಾದೆ. ನಂತರ ನೀವು ನನ್ನ ಕೆನ್ನೆಯನ್ನು ಮುಟ್ಟಿ ನನಗೆ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಹಾಗೂ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಇದು ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದ ಅತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಮತ್ತು ಮರೆಯಲಾಗದ ದಿನವಾಗಿದೆ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನನ್ನ ಆರೋಗ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಸಮಸ್ಯೆಗಳು ಇದ್ದವು. ವಿಭೂತಿ ಹಾಗೂ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ಆರೋಗ್ಯವನ್ನು ನೀಡಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಹೀಗೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ಮತ್ತು ವಿಶ್ವಾಸದಿಂದ ಈ 6 ವರ್ಷದ ಮಗುವಿಗೆ ತನ್ನ ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಯಿಂದ ದೂರವಿರಲು ಸಾಧ್ಯವಾಯಿತು. ಹೀಗೆ ನೀವೇ ನನ್ನ ಸರ್ವಸ್ವ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಈಗ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮಾರ್ಗದರ್ಶನದಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದ 10 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ನಂತರ ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮುಂದೆ ನನ್ನ ಹೃದಯ ಪೂರ್ವಕ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು ಅರ್ಪಿಸುತ್ತೇನೆ.
ಸಂದೇಶವನಿ ಸನ್ಮಾರ್ಗವು ಚೂಪಿನ ಗುರುದೇವ, ಈ ಜೀವಿತವೇ ಸಂದೇಶವನಿ ಸನ್ಮಾರ್ಗವು ಚೂಪಿನ ಗುರುದೇವ. back, we have realized that each of those experiences we have received has been like a part of you that has been added to us, making us a whole, just like how every drop is a part of the vast ocean.
Swami, you blessed us with facilities that we never dreamt of. You blessed us with teachers who are not just tutors of education, but also the mentors of our lives. If there exists any limit, we shall not just lean on it, but leap over it. In any arena that your students have taken a step, they have made a mark, as you have made us, not just at par with the rest, but in fact, a cut above all.
This place has molded us into competent individuals because you have embedded in us your values. Swami, we came here seeking materialistic desires, but what you gave us was something way beyond. In every situation, your life and principles have been the light guiding us throughout. When we wanted to take a step back, you gave us the courage to take a step forward. For every step that we took, you took 100, and this motivation kindled the divine flame within us.
Swami, you gave us this love. You gave us the ability to spread this love. And now, you have given us this opportunity to offer this love back to you. For you are the love in each of us.
साइमा, आज मैं आपको मेरे जीवन का एक अनोखा किस्सा बताना चाहता हूँ। सन 2002, 27 अगस्त सुबह 4 बजे मेरा जन्म हुआ था। अस्पताल की नर्स ने मुझे नहला दुलाकर मेरे पिताजी के हाथों में थमा दिया। जैसे ही मेरे पिताजी ने मुझे अपने हाथों में लिया, उनको एक आभास हुआ कि एक विशाल कद का बंदर उनके नजदीक आकर उनको गले लगाया। उसने मेरे पिताजी को इतनी जोर से पकड़ा कि उनकी सांस फूल गई और उनके मुंह से आंजनेय निकला। मेरे माताजी और पिताजी ने मेरे जन्म से पहले ही निश्चित कर लिया था कि पुत्र के जन्म के उपरांत उसका नाम गौतम रखेंगे, परंतु इस घटना के बाद उन्होंने निश्चय कर लिया कि वे मेरा नाम आंजनेय ही रखेंगे। कुछ समय बाद मेरे माताजी और पिताजी स्वामी के दर्शन के लिए पुट्टपर्ती आए थे। उस दिन स्वामी ने अपने संभाषण में आंजनेय नाम की विशेषता बताई और मेरे पिताजी की ओर देखकर कहा कि जिनका भी नाम आंजनेय है, वे उनके दिल के बहुत करीब है। उसी क्षण मेरे पिताजी खुशी से प्रफुल्लित हो उठे। स्वामी, आप ही ने मेरा नाम तय किया और आप ही ने मेरा ख्याल रखा। मुझे हमेशा अपने शरण में रखना। ओ साइमा, मुझे हमेशा अपने आंचल में रखना।
Swami, we would like to express our gratitude to you in our mother tongue Nepali.
Swami, hajur ko kamal charan ma, hamro koti koti pranam.
Swami, hami tapailai dherai maya garchhum.
Swami, aaj hajur ko lagi hamle euta sano kavita sunauna chahanchhum.
Ani yo kavita ko shirshak ho dhanya Swami. Hamro bihan ani hamro beluka,
hamro khyal garne hamro Swami,
hamro pragati ani khushi bhayeka kshanharu ma हाम्रो स्वामी।
हामी बिर्सौला तर हामीला बिर्सन हुन्न हाम्रो स्वामी।
रात दिन चिन्ता गर्ने स्वचिन्तन गर्ने हाम्रो स्वामी।
हामी जीवनको मैदानमा खेल खेल्छौ, हामी जित्छौ।
अनि ताली बजाउने तपाईँ स्वामी,
हाम्रो हौसला स्वामी,
हाम्रो सबै स्वामी।
हाम्रो सफलता नै हजुरै हो हाम्रो स्वामी।
हजुरले हामीलाई प्रिय र धेरै नजिक बनाइरहनु भएकोमा धन्य स्वामी।
हजुरले हामीलाई सही पाथको मार्ग निर्देशन गर्नु भएकोमा धन्य स्वामी।
स्वामी, हमारे भीतर आपके प्रति अखंड कृतज्ञता का वास है। स्वामी, यह वही जगह है जहाँ पर आपका और हमारा मिलन हुआ था। हमारे जीवन में एक नई अध्याय का प्रारंभ होने जा रहा है। इस नई अध्याय में स्वामी, आप हमें हमेशा अपने प्रेम रूपी डोर से बांधे रखना, क्योंकि आपके प्रेम रूपी डोर के बिना हमारा जीवन जल विहीन मछली के समान हो जाएगा।
हे माँ, जीवन में आने वाली प्रत्येक कठिनाई को पार करने हेतु हमारा साथ देना। स्वामी, हमारे मन में आपके प्रति प्रेम की भावना इतनी तीव्र है कि हम आपके लिए हमारा जीवन का प्रतिशत न्योछावर कर सकते हैं। हे प्रभु, आपके लिए हम अपना सर्वस्व त्यागने के लिए तैयार हैं।
हे प्रभु, जैसे एक पंथी को पेड़ छाया देकर अपनी सुख प्रदान करता है, ठीक उसी तरह प्रभु आप हमारे जीवन में प्रेम रूपी छाया देकर हमें सुख देते हैं। हे मित्र, क्या हम अपनी अपार कृतज्ञता केवल शब्दों में ही प्रकट कर सकते हैं?
नहीं मित्र, कृतज्ञता केवल शब्दों में प्रकट करना और इसे सत्कर्मों से व्यक्त ना करना ठीक ऐसे ही है जैसे एक उपहार को ढक्के रखकर उसे ना देना। अपनी कृतज्ञता को प्रकट करने के लिए हम सदैव स्वामी दिए गए संदेश का पालन कर अपने जीवन की आध्यात्मिक प्रगति सुनिश्चित करेंगे।
स्वामी, हम आपके वे पंछी बनेंगे जो कि किसी पंख विहीन पंछी को उड़ना सिखा दे। हम एक ऐसे व्यक्तित्व का धारण करेंगे जो सदैव किसी व्यक्ति के व्यक्तित्व में परिवर्तन ला सके। हम एक ऐसा उदाहरण बनेंगे जो सर्वदा स्वावलंबन का पालन करे और जो दूसरे को वही मार्ग में चलने के लिए प्रेरित करे। यही हमारी कृतज्ञता को प्रकट करने का जरिया है।
Saima, today I would like to narrate an incident that showed your omnipresence, omniscience and omnipotence. Way back in January 2004, before I was born, my mother developed some complications during pregnancy. The doctors advised surgery and a termination of pregnancy. My mother was distraught and she called out to you for help. She requested the doctors for a day's time to think over it. That night, Swami, you came in my mother's dream and you assured her of the child's safety. You said that a child by the name Shivam would be born and you would take care of him. The next day, my mother got up and she was confused whether the dream was a reality or just a figment of her imagination. She wanted you to confirm that you had indeed come and assured her of the child's safety. So she picked up a Sai literature book and flipped through the pages. To her utter surprise, she found the word Shivam, the name mentioned by you in my mother's dream, written in bold letters on each and every page of the book. My mother got the confirmation and she refused surgery. Needless to say, I was born as a normal and healthy child due to your infinite grace, Swami, and I was named Shivam. I thank you, Swami, for giving me this life, and I dedicate this life at your divine lotus feet.
Yes, Swami. Today I would like to express my gratitude to you for curing my mother from a skin disease in my mother tongue Punjabi. Mere mata ji no chamde da rog si. Unna ne bahut ilaj karaya, par jinni der dawai da asar renda si, oh theek rende san. Us to baad fir takleef shuru ho jandi si. Ik raat unna nu sapna aaya ki oh Kulwant Hall vich tode darshan de lai line vich lage hoye si. Jado tusi darshan den le aaye, mere mata ji de hath vich kuch vi nahi si. Unna ne line vich lagi hoyi kisi dooji aunty to ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੇਣ ਲਈ ਕੁਝ ਮੰਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਲੱਡੂ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਅਚਾਨਕ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਏ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਲੱਡੂ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਲੱਡੂ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਏ ਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਮੇਰੇ ਨੇ। ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਲੋਪ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋ ਹੀ ਗਏ ਨੇ, ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਚੱਲ ਪਏ। ਬੱਸ ਸਟੈਂਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਕੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਸੋਚੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਾਵਾਂ। ਜਦੋਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਆਏ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਿੱਟੇ ਕਮਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਰਵਾਜੇ ਦੇ ਵੱਲ ਪਿੱਠ ਕਰਕੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ। ਅਚਾਨਕ ਹਵਾ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਤੇਜ਼ ਝੋਂਕਾ ਆਇਆ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪਿੱਠ ਉੱਤੇ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਕਪੜਾ ਉੜ ਗਿਆ। ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਜੋ ਰੋਗ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪਿੱਠ ਤੇ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਣ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ। ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਤੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪਿੱਠ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਹੈ? ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੱਸਕਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ, ਇਹ ਕਮਲੀਏ, ਇਹ ਤੇਰਾ ਹੀ ਰੋਗ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ। ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੱਸਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਏ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਰੋਂਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਘਰ ਆ ਗਏ। ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਦਵਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਈ ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਠੀਕ ਨੇ। ਮੈਂ ਆਪਕੋ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਨ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਆਪਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸਹਾਇਤਾ ਕੀਤੀ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ, ਹਮ ਆਪਕੇ ਕਮਲ ਚਰਨੋਂ ਮੇਂ ਇੱਕ ਕਵਿਤਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਤੁਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੇਂਗੇ।
ਤੁਮੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਬਾਬਾ, ਤੁਮੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਈ, ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨਾ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਮੇਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ। ਯੂ ਦੂਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਓ ਮੁਝਸੇ ਤੁਮ, ਯਹੀ ਵਾਤਸਲ ਰੱਖੋ ਹੇ ਸਤਿਯ ਸਾਈਂ।
ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਕਰਨੇ ਕੋ ਤਿਆਰ ਰਹੂੰ ਸਦਾ, ਰੁਖਸਤ ਨਾ ਹੋਨਾ ਨਾ ਹੋਨਾ ਤੁਮ ਜੁਦਾ, ਇਤਨਾ ਨਫੀਸ ਹੈ ਯਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ, ਬੇਸ਼ੁਮਾਰ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਬਣਾਏ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਐ ਖੁਦਾ।
ਲੈ ਚਲ ਮਾਝੀ ਮਜ਼ਧਾਰ ਮੁਝੇ, ਦੇ ਦੇ ਬਸ ਅਬ ਪਤਵਾਰ ਮੁਝੇ, ਇਨ ਲਹਿਰੋਂ ਕੇ ਟਕਰਾਨੇ ਪਰ ਰਹਿ ਰਹਿ ਕਰ ਆਤਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਮੁਝੇ, ਇਨ ਉੜਤੀ ਗਿਰਤੀ ਲਹਿਰੋਂ ਕਾ ਕਰ ਲੈਨੇ ਦੋ ਸ਼ਿੰਗਾਰ ਮੁਝੇ, ਇਨ ਲਹਿਰੋਂ ਕੇ ਟਕਰਾਨੇ ਪਰ ਰਹਿ ਰਹਿ ਕਰ ਆਤਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਮੁਝੇ।
ਮਨ ਸਮਰਪਿਤ ਤਨ ਸਮਰਪਿਤ ਔਰ ਯਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਸਮਰਪਿਤ, ਗਾਨ ਅਰਪਿਤ ਪ੍ਰਾਣ ਅਰਪਿਤ, ਰਕਤ ਕਾ ਕਣ ਕਣ ਸਮਰਪਿਤ, ਚਾਹਤਾ ਹੂੰ ਸਾਈ ਮਾਂ ਤੁਝਕੋ ਅਭੀ ਕੁਛ ਔਰ ਭੀ ਦੂੰ, ਮੇਰਾ ਸਵਪਨ ਅਰਪਿਤ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਨ ਅਰਪਿਤ, ਆਯੂ ਕਾ ਕਸ਼ਣ ਕਸ਼ਣ ਸਮਰਪਿਤ।
Swami, I would like to narrate an experience that you gave my father. My father grew up observing the business of my grandfather, and as time flew, he took up the business. As the business demanded, he was committed to it, strived to give his best, and with this came the repercussions of stress. With due course of time, he developed severe back pain. The doctors diagnosed him with spina bifida and were perplexed as to how he lived so long without a bone in his vertebral column. They also cautioned him that if any part of the body grew numb, it should be immediately reported and an operation would have to be carried out. My grandparents grew worried and went to an astrologer. After looking into the horoscope, the astrologer predicted that my father would eventually experience a paralytic attack. But he also said that there was 1% chance this could be averted through a divine force. After this, my grandmother smeared vibhuti on my father's back, and my father drank vibhuti water each and every day. The dark fear turned true, and the clouds gobbled up the last trace of hope. My father's toe grew numb. But Swami, in only you they kept their faith and continued using vibhuti as the only medicine. Time did race, but with your grace, Swami, how can we have a frown on our face? Every cloud is a passing one. And then came the stroke of your love on the canvas of my father's life. 41 days later, when my father went to get himself checked, Swami, there was not even a trace of numbness. 18 years have passed and not once did this occur again. Swami, he lacked one bone in his vertebral column, but you became the spine of his life. Swami, the word gratitude might fail to express, but the multitudes of our feelings speak only one thing. We love you, Swami. We love you.
Dearest Swami, today I would like to express my gratitude to you by narrating an incident in which you saved my life in the Deva Bhasha, Sanskrit. Ekasmin dine yada aham sopane adavam, tada aham sopana margat apatam. Aham ati unnatasthanat bhumo papata. Papata samaye mama shiro rakshanaya mama dakshina astam maya agrestapitam. Maya chintitam yad avashyam hastasya astipanjaram avashyam cheditam abhavat iti. Param Swami, tava kripaya eva ekam astipanjaram laguvrana rupena parivartitam. Tava divya charanayoho mama dhanyavadaha. Param katayaha antaha etat na asti. Patana samaye mama padepi ekam atidipta vrinam abhavat. Mama shveta urukaha rudira plavitaha abhavat. Mahat adbutam yad tripyaha dinebhyaha paschat yada maya vrinasya avaranam utgatitam tada tatra vrinasya e kopi ankam na asti. Priya Bhagavan, mama jivana tranaya varam varam mama hridayat dhanyavadaha tava kamala charanayoho aham samarpayami. Twameva mata cha pita twameva, twameva bandhuscha sakha twameva, twameva vidyacha dravinam twameva, twameva sarvam mama deva deva, twameva sarvam mama sai deva.
Loved ones, the books of our lives looked empty till you entered as the author. Well, Lord, how can we forget our first darshan when you showered upon us your infinite grace? And for sure, we became a family with you as our mother, our father, our everything.
It takes sadness to experience happiness.
noise to appreciate silence, and lows to enjoy the highs. On the brink of giving up, when treading forward seems impossible and exhausting, it is your love, your touch, and your soothing smile that stirs up steady determination in our hearts, Swami. When nothing seems to work out, it is your love that paves a path for our walk, Swami. In every circumstance, you did 1,000 different things that we did not see, that we did not know. But all we knew was to hold on.
Away, it was you who got us back onto the right track. Whenever we wept, your love swept all our discomforts that loomed on us. Thank you, Saima. We were yours, we are yours, and will be yours forever and ever.
Seeing the world through the spectacles of spiritual optimism that you have gifted us with, we see you making our bumpy ride smooth, Swami. We see your helping hand in every tough turmoil of our life. We learn to have 100% trust in you, Swami. All we would love to do is to follow your lead in this tiresome journey of life.
Your tender love in all things around us. We feel your comfort when we are down and know you surround us. Even in hard times, we can put our trust on you. We are your children, out of thousands, a chosen few. Sai's love, it's so wonderful. It makes our lives magical and beautiful. Toddlers, Swami, each time we took a step, we faltered. But your ever-protective hand lifted us, and from that day to this, our walk transformed to a dance. We have evolved to synchronize these steps with your divine beats. Now, here we are to express our gratitude through a dance presentation.
We search for the light, for the hope, for the care. We pray for your grace, for your signs, for your love. Wherever you go, we'll go. Whatever you say, we'll follow. You be a guide, be a friend, be a father. We believe in you, you believe in us. There is no one other.
O Saima, today I want to offer a poem at your lotus feet in Hindi. Dil ye hamara aaj bol diya, paas jo tere hum aa gaye, aansuon ki dhara behne lage, phool dil ke khilne lage. Jazbaat hamare kaise kahe, sab hamare kam pad gaye. Jazbaat hamare kaise kahe, शब्द हमारे कम पड़ गए. महरूम महरूम तेरा इश्क बनने लगा, तेरे प्यार में हम उड़ने लगे. महरूम महरूम तेरा इश्क बनने लगा, तेरे प्यार में हम उड़ने लगे.
స్వామి, మీతో గడిపిన మధుర క్షణాలు చిరస్మరణీయంగా ఉండాలని కోరుకుంటూ నేను కృతజ్ఞతతో మీ పాదాల చెంత పద్యం సమర్పిస్తున్నాను. స్వామి, వెలిగించావు జీవితపు దివ్యను, చూపించావు సత్యమైన బాటను, కురిపించావు ప్రేమ కరుణామృత ధారలు, బోధించావు ఇహపర సుఖదాయకమైన జీవిత సారాన్ని. స్వామి, మీ సన్నిధిలో గడిపిన 2 వర్షములు వేసిన బాటలు నా జీవిత గమ్యానికి. కోరుతుంది నా మనస్సు నీ సన్నిధిని వీడవద్దని, ఎల్లవేళలా అండగా ఉండుము నా వెంట. స్వామి, ఈ మధుర క్షణాలు చిరస్మరణీయాలు, జీవిత పరమార్థములు విశదపరిచిన సాయిషా, ఏమివ్వగలను నీకు నా హృదయము తప్ప? పదిలపరుచుకుందును నీ రూపమును నా గుండెల్లో.
స్వామి, డ్యూరింగ్ దీస్ ఎంటైర్ 12 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ మై స్టే, ఐ ఆల్వేస్ ప్రేడ్ ఫర్ అ సింగిల్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ యోర్ డివైన్ ప్రెసెన్స్, బట్ ఐ వాజ్ నెవర్ సో ఫార్చునేట్. ఐ ఈగర్లీ లుక్ ఫార్వర్డ్ టు మై 12th స్టాండర్డ్ so that we could get a chance to stage a drama for you. But as luck would have it, unexpectedly this year, the CBSE final examinations were advanced, and whether we would put up a drama on January 12th was a big doubt. To add to this, even the practical examinations were scheduled on January 16th itself. All the circumstances stood against us, but we still had faith in you, Swami. Soon, it was confirmed that we were going to put up a drama, and all of us were in a very jubilant mood. But even after we got the green signal, the path ahead was not an easy one. The story was changed and revised a total of 14 times in order to arrive at the right message. Only when we are perfect in every endeavor of ours can we make you happy, Swami. You want us, your students, your property to be nothing less than the best. Dunya ek parivar soon took shape, but once again we were put to a test of faith. We were stuck in the last scene. We just couldn't comprehend how to move on. Then one of our teachers said, it is his drama, he will take care. We surrendered to you, Swami, and that was the key to everything. In no time, all the connecting links, like your visiting card, you lovingly addressing your devotees as Dunnapotas, emerged directly from you and fell in place. It was your drama, Swami, and you had taken over. As I look back now, I realize that Swami, you are the director, you are the script writer, you are the actor, you are everything. Not only in this play, but also in the play of all our lives. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for everything. We are yours. Yours forever. Your Dunnapotas.
Long years have passed under your divine proximity, and not once did the thought of leaving this place ever cross our minds. And now this eventuality stares right through our face as we stand at the end of this road, or rather the beginning of a new one.
Every moment spent here has turned into a memorable experience. At the tender age of 5, you got us into your fold. You gave us everything we needed, even before we asked.
Every time we felt a void in our hearts, you suffused it with your love. And now, the very thought of going away from this place brings tears to our eyes. But Swami, we hide it with a smile on our face, because you have told us that our happiness is your happiness.
Swami, we have gathered here today to express our gratitude, not just by saying thanks, but setting out on a journey
a journey, or spreading your message through our own little ways. Swami, you always taught us to never go astray from the right path, even if it is the road not taken. And here we are to embark on a journey of your love and teachings as our sole motto.
In this journey of ours, the people we'll meet are uncertain. The difficulties we'll face are uncertain. And the situations that will arise are uncertain.
In this journey of uncertainties, the only thing that is certain is that if you are by our side, there is no barrier too strong to break, no hurdle too big to cross,
and no heart too far to touch. Swami, you have lit the flame of your love and teachings in our lives and filled it with purpose.
With gusty winds filled with malice, hatred and cruelty raging around us.
Be the hands that protect this flickering flame,
so that we can be those individuals that you want us to be. We might play only a small part in your mission, but help us do our bit with perfection, so that we may live up to your expectations, Swami.
Let us not confine this light to ourselves, but spread it pure and undiminished to every individual we come across.
Let every breath of ours resonate with the love that you have showered on us. Lord, you give us a beautiful past to relive, so that we have a vision for the future. Swami, we are the bees and you are the honey.
We are the drops and you are the ocean.
We are just the sparks and you are the flame.
Teri jyoti ka vistar hu main.
Untouched, unused, ready to be molded, we lay there with purpose unknown. Moulds in wait of a tryst with destiny, a tryst with the moulder magical. From diverse colours into diverse designs, into candles of exquisite make, you poured into us a purpose to shine. As the last grains of the hourglass trickle down, add your flame of love to each of us candles, making more of you in this little of us. Amidst fog and winds of uncertainty, may your protecting hands guard us from that fickle flicker. For every glow is that of thy reflection. From this heaven that we live, to the haven that we shall strive to make, this flame of love is what we give to the dark. The glow of you is what we take, spreading your light to the multitudes, to the extent that we can little contribute. Into each of their lives, thy beauty, painting an expanse of thy divinity. To one, to a few, those few to a many more.
Thank you. Baba, Guru Baba.
Maru Shivaya Namah Shiva Shivaya Namah Shiva Shivaya Namah Shiva Shiva namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya. Vithoba Vithala Pandurangaa.
Ram 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 ಅರ್ಜಿತ ಮನಸ್ಸೆ ಕಗೋ ರಾಮ 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 ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಪರಮ ಶಾಂತಿ ಸುಖ ನಿಧಾನ ಹಿರಿಯ ರಾಮನ ಜನರ ಜೀವನ ಜನ ಏಕ ರಾಮನ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನರ ಜೀವನ ಜನ ಏಕ ರಾಮನ ರಾಮ 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 ರಾಮ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 5 o'clock, the 10th and 12th standard girls students from Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School Prashanthi Nilayam will be offering a music program titled A Script of Love, which will be interspersed with short speeches expressing their gratitude and love to our beloved Bhagwan. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangal Aarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swamivari Divya Anugraha Asisalato. Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapanlo Repat Sayankala Karyakramam 4 Gantala 30 Nimishalaku Veda Patanamto Prarambhamavutundi. 5 గంటలకు ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని శ్రీ సత్యసాయి హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్కు చెందిన 10వ మరియు 12వ తరగతి విద్యార్థినులు స్వామివారికి కృతజ్ఞతాపూర్వకంగా క్లుప్త ప్రసంగాలతో కూడిన ఈ స్క్రిప్ట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ పేరిట ఓ సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.